Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. Numbers chapter 32 verses 6 and 7 says, "But Moses said to the people of Gad and to the people of Reuben, 'Shall your brothers go to war while you sit here? Why will you discourage the heart of the people of Israel from going over into the land the Lord has given them?' There always seems to be those who are willing to let others do the work." Let me say that again. There's always going to be those who seem to let the others do the work. I often remember working hard while having someone watch or talk or make plans with me, but not sweat. If they had helped, we would have finished the job much quicker, yet it would have necessitated them to get dirty and tired. Instead, they must have thought this wasn't their responsibility, and I needed to walk it alone since I've chosen this path. I've also experienced the opposite. When I've been working hard on something, someone noticed and came and pitched in. At that moment, there was a tremendous relief that many hands often made work much lighter. Christians think of others and their well-being rather than thinking about ourselves all the time and our comfort. And we should work toward making the load lighter for people, not heavier. It's what we do, and it's who we are. I'm afraid that Americans, and in the American church, we've become used to letting somebody else do the work and even watching them. And if they don't do it the way that we think they should do it, we criticize them. You do know it's a lot harder to criticize somebody working when you're working alongside of them and seeing all of the pressures and strains and stresses that come with the work. We need to be those who work, not watch others work. We need to roll our sleeves up and take care of the problems of the world as we see them, not wait for somebody else to do that. Lately, I've been hearing that it's difficult to get a church to commit to anything anymore because it involves commitment and work. Rolling up their sleeves, getting dirty, doing something that's uncomfortable. But that's what we've been called to do. We need to be people who are willing to do whatever is necessary to show the world who God is. We need to go in places where nobody else wants to go, and we need to take care of the people that other people don't want to touch. That's what we do as Christians. That's who we are. We need to be God's hands and God's feet here among the people. We need to be willing to serve and eager to serve, rather than always looking for somebody to serve us. We need to be the responsible people, not those who watch those who are responsible. I'm Dave Wager, here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. Goodbye for now.